There are two types of crime in this world, Tommy.
What do you got?
There's legit crime done by grown-ass people that has all kinds of serious consequences. And then there's kid crime.
Yes.
And kid crime is not great.
No.
But it's more boredom than it is bad intentions.
Right.
Fair statement?
Mm.
This story seems to be the second type of crime. It has folks in this area pissed.
Oh, boy. It went to the top, too.
Here's the thing. As much as you guys are laughing, they have a right to be pissed. They have a right to be pissed. But when kids are bored, there are certain places in the greater Rochester area that are going to have issues like this. Mm-hmm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Big time issue on the east side of the city, Tom.
Yeah.
Late night parties at Duran Eastman Beach have caused some problems.
Yeah, kids having fun.
Story on 10NBC last night says these parties are leading to destructive behavior.
Mm.
The sunrise over the beach leading to discoveries of bonfires left behind. And they ain't just burning firewood.
Oh, no,
buddy.
Pictures from 10NBC show that someone is using the picnic tables as kindling for these bonfires. Mm. In fact, the headline of the story on 10NBC last night is, and I quote, taxpayer-funded picnic tables burned at weekend beach bash at Duran Eastman.
I want to point out that they said that like multiple times. Yes. Like they couldn't just say a picnic table. They had to label it tax-funded picnic tables.
I bought those tables with my taxes!
And when I was...
Can I read it one more time?
Please,
I'm sorry,
because
it's my favorite headline of all time. Taxpayer-funded picnic tables burned in weekend bash, beach bash at Duran Eastman.
Because I'm watching this on 10 last night with Berkeley Breen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm waiting for the actual story to show up.
That is the story.
Because I'm like... But there's like one little spot where it looks like a table
or two.
They
showed one bonfire with a table in it.
So yes. And they pan down the beach, and I'm not seeing nothing.
Okay.
And then there's like some... beer cans or soda cans. I can't tell what the hell is there. I'm going, this is the story.
Right, you're being awfully nonchalant. Those picnic tables don't grow on trees.
Well, apparently because they went and interviewed the mayor.
They went to the mayor.
The mayor of the city about a picnic table that got burnt by kids having fun on the weekend.
Did you not hear that I bought those tables with my taxes?
But it gets, go ahead.
Well, it wasn't just destruction of property.
Oh, yeah.
No.
There was
a massive amount of trash left behind.
It wasn't a massive amount.
No, that's why
it was a bunch of cans around where they were parked.
It did look like they threw most of the trash into the fire.
Right. What you would do as a kid, you chuck stuff in fires.
One resident who walks the area.
This guy is priceless.
Found a giant trampoline that someone had dragged to the beach overnight and then left there.
Yeah.
Which actually sounds like a hell of a party.
Yes.
Bonfire beach trampoline.
Beach trampoline?
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So the city of Rochester is pissed. Tommy, as you said, the mayor was brought in on this.
They had the mayor, they put a microphone in the guy's face.
The mayor encourages anyone with information about what is going on to call 311 so we can get these table-destroying trampoline enthusiasts. But folks who live in the area say the city is part of the problem.
What's that?
Because no one really patrols Duran Eastman Beach. And neighbors say it's the total lack of enforcement in the area that leads to stuff happening. So I do... want to be clear. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. As far as you two go, you do not think this is a big deal at all.
No, it's summer kids having fun.
Summer kids?
Summer kids came
rolling in with a trampoline at your picnic table.
I just think it's just standard kid stuff. Okay. I mean, I remember kids doing this when we were young. Like there was
they
always
want to
that
go
one
make
kid.
Out and have fun and do kid stuff.
There was always that one kid that always decided to throw something they weren't supposed to into the fire. Like, it only takes one. And I just think there are so many other things to be worried about right now than a burnt table on a beach.
Okay, so here's the thing. The phone number is 252-9263, 252-WCMF. Look, as much as you guys want to be flippant and nonchalant about this issue, it is not good. I mean, it's not a good thing that it's happening.
Kids on the beach having fun.
Look, the neighbors have a right to be upset. This is where they live.
They don't live there.
Well, according to you, they do.
You picked Duran Eastman Beach on where they whited on Tuesday.
Well, it turns out you're right. Because the guy says, I walk my dog here every day.
Okay.
And he can't walk around that tragic area of the beach.
Two things can be true. Right. It can be not that big a deal and can also be something that someone is validly pissed about. No?
All right. And I'm looking at the guy. He's my age.
Yeah.
You didn't pull crap like this when you were a kid?
Well, let's talk about that.
Especially my generation who loved to pull crap like this.
Let's talk about that, right? As much as I believe the neighbors do have a right to be a little upset, because this is where they live, it's also something that you probably can't fix, because there are some spots that are just magnets for teenage hijinks.
They're secluded.
Yes, across the greater Rochester area. Because I don't know how many grown-ass people are burning picnic tables while jumping on a trampoline at 3 in the morning. Right. And Duran Eastman, for example. Mm-hmm. That is one of those spots known for blowing off steam. And short of parking a cop there, as soon as the sun goes down, all night long, I don't know what else there is to do about it.
And you're not going to pay for that, because you're going to scream bloody hell about it.
Well, we already blew all that money on the picnic table they set on fire. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where are those teen craziness hotspots in the greater Rochester area? Because almost every town has one that is notorious. And when it comes to Duran Eastman, this is not new.
The Strip? Yeah.
I dated a girl in high school who lived down the street off of St. Paul. We would spend two nights a week in the summertime, my junior and senior year of high school, down on the beach all night long.
Is that why the water smells like that?
Buddies and stuff. But we're talking bonfires, we're talking alcohol.
Your busted ass buddies.
We're talking drugs.
Yeah, you were partying, yes, right? You went there to have fun with girls.
We were just getting after it for hours. Yeah. And by the way, the neighbors are right. No one ever bothered us. We knew we could do whatever we wanted. Now, in my day, we had more respect for picnic tables than these kids do. But look, that was 20 years ago, what I'm describing. This isn't something that's popped up out of nowhere. If it's been a problem for this long, maybe the folks in the community have a valid point.
I think it's just generational. Every generation burns things, does crap. I can remember people talking about Watkins Glen when they had that huge concert down there.
Okay.
This is right after Woodstock.
Okay.
They had a massive concert down there. Most people brag about they burnt a bus.
They burnt a bus?
They set a bus on fire. Damn. And they all danced around it. It was like their night of burning crap. We've been burning crap. Kids have been lighting stuff on fire since day one.
There is something about a bonfire
that
brings out
kids. Goddamn kids.
There's something about a bonfire that brings out the absolute worst in every 16-year-old boy that's ever lived.
Right. Yeah. No, that's fair. That's a fair statement. But Kimmy, when it comes to the hot spots where kids are just going to get involved in hijinks, Kimmy, Grease and Hilton Kids use spots along Long Pond. Like, that was the spot.
Oh, yeah, because it's secluded.
Every kid had, like, their spot along the lake somewhere. Some secluded area where there just wasn't much going on.
So there's a tiny park that has a trail. It's off of one of the parkway exits. Mm. And it leads right to the shores, this trail of Long Pond. It's behind, like, these bushes and stuff. It's right on the shore behind Long Pond Apartments.
Nice.
And it was like Lord of the Flies back there, man. You could see, and here's the thing, you could see us from the parkway. We would build these giant bonfires. We would be getting blasted for hours, playing music, getting rowdy, touching boobs, man.
Well, then the girl showed up.
I must have gone to that spot 20 times.
Yeah.
No one ever bothered us.
Yeah.
Not a single adult.
Unless I do remember like some of those kind of parties being broken up, but it was because like the music was too loud or something. It wasn't necessarily being seen. It was somebody was annoying somebody nearby.
It does feel like wherever there's water, kids are more likely to get crazy.
Yeah, romantic.
Right? Like, Fairport has always had problems with that bridge in the middle of town, right? Kids hanging out under it, kids jumping off the top of it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Am I off there? 252 WCMF? Like, every town has a spot. Every village has a spot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be everywhere all the time, but you do have to do something about this.
Yeah. I mean, think how many kids went on golf courses late at night and were horsing around.
Okay.
Because nobody's around. People did that.
Yeah, but that's also a problem.
Were banging on golf courses at night.
What are you talking about?
Screwing up people's lives.
What are you talking about? You're not leaving that baby with the guy walking his dog.
God damn it, man. This green used to break left to right. But I know so many guys that went to golf courses and pulled them.
Okay.
If you live near it.
But again.
But they're always just looking for a spot to have fun.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. We're talking.
Private property.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story on 10NBC. Late night parties over the weekend at Duran Eastman Park causing massive problems. It looks like kids took one of the picnic tables and used it as firewood for a bonfire. It's trash.
They burned it down to nothing, man.
They left a bunch of garbage behind. Apparently, they dragged a giant trampoline out of the beach, too, and left it there. Neighbors are pissed. Berkeley Breen, who did the story, took video and picture and brought it to the mayor of the city of Rochester, Malik Evans. He says, if anyone has any information, dial 311. Tommy thinks this is no big deal.
Yes.
No problem at all.
It's summer. We're coming into summer. This is what happened.
If this happened on the canal, You would be losing.
We don't tolerate that kind of
exactly.
thing. Exactly. We have nice children in Arkansas.
That's my tax-funded gazebo.
We don't have your make-out burn buddies.
Bro, there's a reason why every 15 to 18-year-old kid has a lawyer on retainer in Pittsburgh.
Oh, sure.
You know, all right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks waiting on hold. We're talking about the spots in the greater Rochester area that are just known for teen hijinks, right? Along the shores of Long Pond. Duran Eastman has always been one
Webster
of them.
Has to have a ton.
Where are
they have
Webster?
All those because there's all those parks up there.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I think any like lake town probably has a lot of those types of spots.
Yeah, because like if you live in a town that's landlocked, like the park is where all the kids go, but those parks they're always patrolled by cops.
Yeah.
Found that out the hard way in Gates. Let's talk to Steve. He's on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey. So, I was saying these are all owned by the county, right, or city?
City county parks, something like that. Yeah.
Tommy, you're right. It's not that big a deal, but it makes a mess, you know? Someone's got to clean that up.
Fun always gets messy.
All right, but so, Steve, did
you? Yeah, but someone's got, if it's public, someone's got to go clean it up, you know? And it's like, well, kids aren't going to do it. What are you going to have, an outreach program? Be like, hey, kids, go clean up after yourselves.
I wouldn't say it in that voice, though, because that probably wouldn't work.
Well, right, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you were out jackassing around as a kid.
Land, you know?
You're going to tell me you didn't jackass around as a kid?
No, of course.
Or would you bring cleaning products when you were done, your 409 everything?
No. But I'm just saying, like, ask, like, you know, I'm trying to instill a sense of, like, go out, do your thing, but just be responsible about it. And I would be like, hey, we'll go back a couple of days after, whatever. I'll build a new picnic table and drop it in. What is that, $200 in labor?
Let's pick up all those condoms and those beer cans, kids. Let's police this sexually charged area.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to say, you want your kids to be responsible, have a good time.
Yeah, no, Steve, you want...
Don't trash everything along the way.
Okay, but Steve, here's
that's
the thing.
It's not a nothing burger, Tommy, that's all.
What you're describing, Steve, is right. What you are saying is what a father should say.
Yes.
And I agree with you. I would want my kids to go get after it and be responsible. The unfortunate truth, the inconvenient truth we have is that, Steve, those two things don't go by side by side. If you're willing to get after it and have a blast, nobody at the end's like, all right, guys, time to clear it up.
Well, Steve's also kind of saying, if you burn a table, replace it at least.
Just like, don't be...
Steve, come on.
You can bleep it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Steve. Steve, you can bleep it. Yeah, no kidding. I can bleep it. I don't want to get fired.
Do the right thing. Then he swears.
You're just looking for any reason to hate him.
Yeah. He's that guy, man.
Look, as much as everyone is nostalgic about this, it is dangerous. It would be better if everything like this didn't happen.
Right, but it happened. But the I guess to my point, and I think Kimmy's point, it's the overreaction of what actually happened.
Okay. I agree with you.
In the aftermath, here lies a picnic table.
Yes.
But here's the thing. If you are someone who, I don't want to hear it, this is a serious problem, and this needs to stop, there's also a problem with that. Because kids need something to do.
Right.
It's a fact. Something away from their parents where they can have a little independence. Mm-hmm. And it does kind of feel like the way things are now, not a lot of that exists. Like, kids can't go to the movies by themselves anymore. There's, like, curfews.
There's no place for independence.
Mall. Yeah, you can't go to the mall without your parents on a weekend. Yeah. There isn't, like, an overnight place. Kimmy, remember those clubs that used to exist when we were kids?
Well, they had, like, the...
those bubblegum clubs.
I don't even know what to... Like, teen club.
Teen center.
Can we time out?
Teen nights.
You have said a lot of creepy things on this show. Yeah. Intentionally. Yeah. Intentionally. Yeah. When you just look me in the eye and go, seriously, bubblegum club?
Yeah, kitty club.
I had a chill go down my spine that I've never felt before.
Really?
Hey, you going down to the bubblegum club? Need a ride to the bubblegum
club? You go to the soda bar?
My.
But those weren't always the best. Like, kids got in trouble at those places, too.
But the point I'm making is, if you have nowhere to put kids to have fun, because you don't want those kids around you when you're doing stuff, they have to go make their own fun.
But there's also fun sneaking around and getting away with stuff, right? Like, getting one over on your parents.
I agree with you. But again, if this was happening in your backyard, you'd be losing your effing mind.
But that's my role. Your role is to make me lose my mind over the summer.
Okay, but that's what this guy is doing, and you're identifying more with the kids than you are you. That man is you. You are that man. Look at that man. Oh, we got tweets coming in. You can always tweet us at WCMF Break Room. Christopher writes us, I graduated from Brighton back in 2000. Back then, we hung out at Mendon Ponds Park behind Meridian Center in Brighton and had massive bonfires at Duran Eastman Beach.
Oh, okay. Oh. So they made their way north.
Yeah, Chris was getting after it.
Make it sound like a battle.
It kind of was, bro. Okay, yeah. It was always a battle. 252 WCMF. You know, there are some people that care about the community. Not like you.
Yeah.
Teddy is one of those guys. He's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, the problem is those people doesn't have any consequences.
Okay.
Right? I mean, Tommy, I don't believe that he said this. It is no big deal. It is big deal because if somebody else tried to use and then they won't be able to use this park, know what you do.
He's right. No picnic.
Sit in the grass. Eat your sandwich.
Well, now I'm going to get ants on my picnic.
Teddy, when you were growing up in Indonesia, you didn't do any of this stuff?
I do, but I don't know ruining everybody else's property.
You never burned a picnic table in Indonesia, Teddy?
No, I don't have any picnic table. I don't have anything over there.
Well, Teddy, let me ask you, because your kids are adults now, right?
Yes.
Do you know of anything like this that your kids were involved in when they were younger?
No, because I try strictly on the weekend. I don't want to let them go out on the weekend.
All right. Now, let me ask you this.
He's a dick.
Well, yeah, but he's, well, look, my wife.
Did we get the biggest dick from Indonesia to move here?
Tommy, shut the hell up. You don't even have any kid. You can talk on this one.
Get him, Teddy. And I will say this, Teddy, in your defense, you know, my wife's dad is off the island. He's Jamaican. Yeah. And immigrant parents don't mess around, man. First generation parents, everyone's under lock.
Well, they also came from countries where there was fires burning. It was time to leave.
But Teddy, now that you're a grown ass man with now little grandbaby child, do you regret keeping your kids on lockdown like that? Not letting them have a little fun?
No, actually, the thanks to me. Actually, I'm glad that you did that, because I don't want to see my kid like
your
this.
Your kids are so lame. You got lame kids, Teddy! Teddy, you got lame kids!
Or they're playing you, Teddy. Yeah, I never did anything like that, Dad. Never.
Teddy, great picnic table talk, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Goodbye.
Bye, Teddy. We beat the life out of you. Yes. I wonder if Teddy's kids were doing stuff. Because there's no way that not... Every kid has had one weekend or one night.
Or just caught wrapped up in something with friends, right, at some point.
Yeah.
The lamest kid pulled moves.
Is that true? Would you agree with that statement? The lamest kid pulled moves, Kimmy.
Yeah, because
I thought we lost her for a second.
Even the kids that like you kind of thought were lame, you found out like partied pretty hard sometimes.
They showed up.
Yeah.
The kid you never thought was going to show up when you were going to do something, you go, yeah. Oh, my God. Dennis is here.
And it's always Dennis.
Dennis.
His name is always Dennis.
And he looked like Dennis, and all of a sudden he would just flip. He would Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, like take that beer away from Dennis.
Yeah. There was a reason why he was quiet in school.
I think we can all agree on this.
Yeah.
Right? As we talk about this story down at Duran Eastman Park, picnic tables being set, bonfires, and trampolines being dragged down, looks like kids.
Did they make it sound like Woodstock happened?
I'm with you. It is a little bit funny to hear guys your age, because that guy on the news was around your age, it looked like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get upset and tell kids they need to quit acting a fool when that same guy, and guys your age, at 17, 18 years old, you were allowed to be in bars and clubs.
It was wide open, man. But, and there's no cameras and nobody paying attention. Our parents didn't care.
That's what I mean. Like, you guys had something to do.
If you got into an accident and called your parents, in my generation, the first thing they would say, how's the car? Not, are you okay? Are your friends okay? What did you do to my car?
Okay.
Because I can make another kid, but that Buick is priceless.
Prepare for an argument. Because you can bet on everything nowadays.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, there are places you can have prop bets this evening with the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, like, you know, where players are going to go, what teams are going to trade, blah,
how
blah,
many
blah,
fedoras
blah.
You're going to see?
Well, you're making a joke. That is probably a more... logical prop bet than what we're about to tell you. The NFL draft is tonight.
Come on.
I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai from 7 to 9, 12 wings for $12.
Wow.
$3 Jenny Light pints. They're going to have prizes to give away at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. We'll see you tonight. Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai from 7 to 9. And it's exciting. Mm. We have no idea what the Bills are going to do. We've talked about this at length.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it more exciting, you can find places to place prop bets.
Okay.
For example, what player will be drafted at what position?
Makes sense.
What team is taking what specific player?
Exciting.
And then it starts to get a little more crazy.
All right, like what?
So I'm looking at a prop bet tonight because we talked yesterday about how there are some players that will be at the draft, right, in that little suite area. And there are some players who choose to stay home and they set up like cameras and stuff
in
their
house. Family couch.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it. Over under one cat on national television tonight.
A cat.
That is a legitimate prop bet you can make.
Not it a
is,
dog, a cat.
Well, they have cats and dogs.
Okay. Okay, but cat.
Under one cat is minus 200. Over one cat is plus 150. Over under one cat.
All right.
What do you think?
I know what I'm taking.
What are you taking?
The under.
Why?
That cat ain't showing. Even if they have a cat, you're not going to see it.
Well, yeah, they
that
don't,
cat's
they,
not making an appearance. Yeah.
You guys are idiots. That cat is showing up. There will be a
cats
cat.
Cats are skittish,
there
man.
Will be a, bro, yeah, someone's going to be it. Holding the cat.
Only if they got a little girl. You never see a little boy holding a cat.
Well, walking
you see a little girl holding a cat. So if there's no daughter or a little sister, ain't holding a cat.
There are boys that have cats.
No, there ain't. Holding a cat.
Huh, let's see. What would you say?
Sit with kitty cat.
Would you say a grown-ass man that has a cat's a weirdo?
It's yeah.
Hey, raise your hand if you've ever had a cat in this room. My hand's down. Kimmy's hand's down. Waiting.
I got stuck with two with a marriage.
You had two cats.
You had two cats.
Multiple. Which makes you a double stuck. Sissy bitch.
There's breaking news.
Chiffon socks and two cats, which is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. You guys are insane to think not a single cat is going
to
show up on
well,
that
I'm
broadcast.
Just trying to think of the last time I saw a cat.
Because usually it's the family dog.
Yeah.
Like if you see a portrait of a family, if they have a pet, it's usually the dogs in a picture. You never see a family cat.
No,
in
it's
a
not
picture.
A portrait. No. You're saying portrait. But I'm saying the cat can just. Saying,
yeah, like wandering around in the
cats
background.
Cats are skittish. Like they get nervous with cameras and. Big guys coming in with boxes
big
and stuff.
Guys,
and big gals, too. There's big gals out there coming in with the audio and the video.
Because usually, to your point, when they go to the homes of the kids, there's usually a ton of people there. I would just think cat gets kind of
under
weeded
the couch.
Out. Okay. Like, dog wants to be in the center of everything.
So you guys were both taking,
taking
under
the
one
under.
Cat.
You're taking the
I'm
over.
I'm taking the over. There will be a cat on the broadcast tonight from somebody's house. Now we get to dogs.
Right.
Dogs is even. Minus 120 on both. Over two dogs, under two dogs on the broadcast.
Two dogs in one family or
two
just
dogs
two dogs?
Well, you see two.
Yeah. Oh, I guess two in one family would count.
I had to ask.
Over under two dogs. I'm going to start with Kimmy because you
I'm going to say under
two dogs.
I think you'll see one dog. Uno dog.
Tommy.
Uno doggo.
So it's a Mexican dog.
What's Mexican or Spanish?
I have no
what's
idea.
Mexican
I took
for dog? What's the dumbest show in America?
The dog is dog in Mexico. No, I'm saying El Pucho. El Pucho.
You were saying?
I say dos puchos.
I think you
could see two dogs.
You're taking
two
dogs.
Yeah, I might throw a little money down on two dogs.
Kimmy, I think over two dogs is the best bet because every offensive lineman that stays home is going to have like his like duck hunting dog sitting with him. I was raised with these pooches. They got me tons of geese, and now they're coming to the NFL with me.
I'm still sticking with under.
So you've got under one cat, under two dogs.
Yep.
Tommy is over two dogs, under one cat. I'm going over on both animals.
Okay. Over?
Yeah.
All right.
Will there be a non-dog cat pet?
Which would be what?
We get like a bird, ferret, like a sheep or something.
Sheep?
Well, then you're talking farm
like
folk
a lizard
here.
Or something?
Yeah,
they had to be outside. They would have to be in a barn.
Oh, no, the new thing is
a snake. That could be any... I feel like if there is an athlete that has like a weird interest in that kind of stuff, they want to show that off.
Yeah,
like
whose kid is it, Madonna's?
They absolutely have a snake... wrapped around their arm or something.
I ain't seeing no snake.
No, I think Kimmy's right. I think the most likely non-dog cat pet
it would
is
be like
be a snake.
Yeah, it would be a snake.
Also, you laughed at the sheep or the cow thing. Kimmy can back me up on this. There's a new trend on social media of like people who have big homes in the South having like little cows and sheep that they let live in the house like dogs.
Oh.
They
there's a reason not to go south.
You want a dog? I feel like you would love that lifestyle.
Indoor sheep?
Baby goats?
Baby goat is adorable.
Donkey?
But they get big.
You'd love a pet donkey.
two asses in the house.
That and more tonight.
Thank you. We got Facebook messages coming in. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, Tommy's already lost. The mascot for the Carolina Panthers will be on the stage tonight when the Panthers draft.
That doesn't count. You're talking about at the house and it's a family pet.
Does it count? Does Sir Purr count as a cat?
It has to be a family pet, you say.
It just says over under one cat. It doesn't say what kind of
okay,
cat.
Okay, well, that changes things
Sir
a little
Purr.
Bit.
He is a cat.
Sir Purr.
That's a, come on, that's a good mascot name. Right. Sir Purr. No, I'm with you. It's got to be a family pet. All right. Under cat, over cat. Underdog, overdog.
Yeah. All right.
Good.